Blog Talk Radio. Good evening, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in on this first Monday of the month of February 2020, for we know this is the month that America celebrates Black History Month. So with that being said, we're going to start off with a little different tonight. Before I bring the woman of God, which is going to bless us with an awesome message from God on tonight, I want to just let you know why I've been in prayer, speaking and talking with God, and sitting back, waiting and listening to hear what he said and what he was saying to me. He told me tonight to start off before I pray with our foundational scripture. So I'm going to tell you how the program goes about, and then I'm going to go into that, okay? And then we're going to go into prayer, and then I'll bring the woman of God up before you all. But I am Minister Sylvia Kaiser, along with Minister Sheila Kaiser, who's at work, and she's not able to pray for us tonight, so I'll be doing the prayer. But she is listening in on the ministry because in her spirit and heart, she would not dare miss our ministry that we share together, we co-host. So I would like to say that a blog talk is presented to you every Monday night at 8 p.m. sharp Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And we're called Iron Sharpening Iron through Smile 3E Ministries. And we're going to allow God to be in control of the service on tonight. So before we start off with prayer, our foundational scripture that this ministry stands on and is built on is Matthew 6 and 33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Now, with me starting it off like that, God shared with me, because this is the month that we will celebrate our people, our heritage, our deliverance, our breakthroughs, we're going to celebrate that. And we're also going to pray that with everything that happened with our people fighting in the movement, that it won't go to naught, that God will see us through. We will learn to get back on our knees and our face before God and pray for our people. Okay? So with that being said, excuse me, let's go into prayer. Father God, we come to you on tonight, God, with an open heart, an open spirit, God, and open ears to hear your word, as well as to open our mouth and speak to you to say, God, forgive us of every sin we've done openly, every sin we've done willingly, every sin we're not even convinced or we don't even think that it was a sin. But, God, we wanted you to come into our spirit and heal us, deliver us, and save us, oh, God. Please, Lord, be our Lord and Savior. Please, God, teach us how to come to you in confidence. Teach us how to come before you and ask you for the things that we need and want. God, to even ask you for wisdom. God, to even ask you for just whatever it is that we need. We won't depend on no one else to give us what you can give us. We won't depend on no one else to do what only you can do for us, God. We know that we have America on the prayer line. We know that we have America on the altar. God, we know that we have America on our hearts, but God, teach us how to get back to you. Teach us how to humble ourselves. Teach us how to turn from our wicked ways. Teach us how to seek you, O Lord, that we may hear from you that you said you would heal the land. God, teach us how to be your people, O God. God, teach us how to just say, Lord, I apologize that I messed up. God, teach us how to say, God, we need you. Teach us how to ask you for your help and your strength, oh God. God, I just want to say on tonight, I'm asking you to cover this ministry, every man and woman of God that's appointed to this ministry, every man or woman of God that's coming to this ministry. God, we're just asking you to bless Smile 3E Iron Sharpening Iron. God, because we know that this ministry is not only called, but is anointed and it's appointed, that there's no one on this ministry line. There's no one that's here on tonight that shouldn't be here. There's no mistake that you tuned in tonight, because God have a word for you. God, we just ask you to open our ears to hear. Open our eyes to see what your word is saying. Open our hearts to receive it, God, because we know that you are Lord and you are God and you are our Savior, that without you, God, we could not do anything. But with you, God, all things are possible. God, for we love you. Teach us how to love you openly. Teach us how to love you freely. Teach us how to love you honestly. God, for we know. We know that we know that we know that if we soar into your kingdom, and we sow into your people, God, that you will get the increase. Some plant, some water, but God, you get the increase. Teach us how to decrease, God, that you may increase. For God, everything I didn't ask you for, God, blame it to my head and not my heart. For I will turn the service over to the woman of God that she will pray even the more and let you use her and have your way on tonight. And these things I pray. America is on the altar. Amen, amen. So at this time, I'm going to check, with the woman of God. Woman of God, Dr. Serena Wright, are you on the line?
I'm on the line.
Okay, I'm going to hand it over to you so you can allow God to have his way with you, that you may bless us on tonight with whatever it is that God has given you for this ministry on tonight. Amen.
Bless you, woman of God. Thank you so much. We're just so always honored to be before the Blog Talk audience, and we are not in any way wearied of saying that WWW means that we get audience with the whole wide world in this one moment, that the thoughts and the revelations, the insight that God leaves with us will be left in the archives, and hundreds of years from now, this work will still be standing, and that people will still be gleaning and growing from what has been left if the Lord tarries. And so we just thank God for those that have been committed and faithful to this assignment, to lead this that is preparing and paving the way for those that shall hear and seek out the Father while he draw near. And so we just thank God for Apostle Lex Cecilia Kaiser and Sylvia Kaiser, Sheila Kaiser, even though we know she may have to listen because she's working. And we just thank God for his increase and his favor on her life and everything that she does. And we thank God for you as well. And so we will not prolong any time because time is of the essence. If you would go with me in your Bibles, we are going to march through a couple of scriptures today, and we are going to be talking about the word. The woman of God was praying, and I don't know anybody in North America that is not have some level of concern, no matter what your decision, your political affiliation. There are matters of concern before North America that have never been before her before, and I have decided that people are going to take their concerns one way or the other. And so we are preparing for those that shall come into the house of the Lord to have their understanding increased. And we will be the people that are ready to share with them a liberating word, a truth-filled word, a redeeming word, the word of salvation. And to that end, God has been having me study the word of God, what it means, what it conveys, how the word operates in the earth, that words were used to create, just to study that, because we do know that in all things, the Bible says that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and it was God. And so we that have esteemed it so understand that these are not just words, but his word is spirit and life. And so there is another commitment that we draw into. There's another place of commitment to the word that we seek out as we seek him. The scripture even for this ministry, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, that would be seeking him through his word in prayer, through his word in worship, through his word in exhortation. But the seeking out of the kingdom that is nigh is through his word, that we get to know him through his word, and we sup with him through his word. We fellowship with him through his word. Hallelujah. And so we just are so excited about what we are learning as we study the word word. And so if you will turn with me, we are going to earmark a couple of scriptures. Some I will speak about very specifically, but I encourage you, I implore you, take time and study your word. 2 Timothy says, study to show yourself approved workmen that need not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. There is an association between God's word and our ability to show up confident and our ability to show up and be present and know what's going on and bring in a certain level of accurate insight. A lot of times we talk about this rightly dividing the word and we take it in an academic form, like, well, let me make sure I can exegete, and I know the Greek and the Hebrew. But there is a division of the word. The Bible talks about it dividing between the bone and the marrow. There is a way to deliver the word where those things that are not readily seen and known by the naked eye can be discerned by the Spirit because of the word. That is where the word comes to life before someone because of how we're delivering it, because we have studied and we can come to them in confidence in our God and know it and rightly divide it and have the word separate them from addiction and have the word separate them, hallelujah, from their oppression, and have the word rightly divide them away from those things that keep them held down. It is so imperative, hallelujah, glory to God, that we seek out counsel from those that have studied the word, that have given themselves to the word, that are committed to the word, those that have studied it and can show themselves as workmen, that can show themselves as those that are building the kingdom, that can show themselves with confidence, that don't have to shrink back, not because of any other doctrine or any other presentation of a part of the truth, that we must be those that can rightly divide the word. The Bible says the word of truth. Hallelujah. Do you know that some people are dividing the word of New Age doctrines, and they're dividing the word of spiritualism, and they're dividing the word of witchcraft and sorcery? My God. But if we study, we can rightly divide the word that is truth. Hallelujah. A truth that liberates his people. I am telling you all, hallelujah, that God has impressed upon me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That we have got to make a recommitment to the word. We have got to be we've got to go back. The Bible says, and be persuaded. Hallelujah. That we need more of the word. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. In Matthew 8 and 8, the servant, the story is about the servant who is seeking to get his servant healed. And he walks up to the Father, to Jesus, and Jesus said, well, I will go to your house. He said, no, no, no. I understand authority. Speak the word only. Hallelujah. He said, speak the word only. Now, in the context, hallelujah, he was telling God, you do not have to move from where you are. I understand the authority. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, of the word. Just speak the word. But the Bible translation in the King James, it says speak the word only. God, thank you, Jesus. And I want us to know that there are times in our lives where there are situations that are coming up to us. They're approaching our life. They have approached our life, or they will be approaching very soon. And they need nothing but the authority of the word. Speak the word only. Don't explain it. Don't try to make sense out of it. Don't rationalize it. Speak the word only. Listen, let me tell you, God, we thank you. We have got to make a new commitment to the word so that we can rightly divide the word, so that we can speak the word. Over in Matthew 8 and 16, my goodness, glory to God. The Bible says in Matthew 8, let me turn. I can't hardly see my words anymore. Matthew 8 and 16. Thank you, Jesus. He says, and when evening came, they brought to him many who were under the power of demons, and he drove out the spirits with the word. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let me tell you all what the Spirit of the Lord has impressed upon the prophets to share with the people. Hallelujah. We are those that rightly divide the word of truth. We are those that are workmen that are building the kingdom with his word. We are those that have studied and we approach every situation with the confidence of his word. We are those that speak the word only because we understand it's immutable, indescribable, oh my God, uncorruptible authority. And we are going to speak the word. We are going to declare the word. We can be standing in front of oppression, things that have held families for generations, but we understand that we can cast out the devil, my God, with the word. Oh my God, we thank you. Oh, God is teaching us how to bring the ease of the kingdom into our life. How to study and bring the ease of the kingdom into our workplace. How to go to those friends that have been wrestling, that have been oppressed by the enemy, and speak the word only because we understand its authority. How to cast out devils with the word. How to share doctrine with the word. My God, we thank you. We thank you, Father, and we give you praise. Hallelujah, because he is his word. Hallelujah. He said, call me to my word. Lord, have mercy. We thank you. God is a God of integrity. My Bible says he'll hasten to perform. Hallelujah. Glory to God, his word. We are those that have made a commitment. We're making a new commitment. We're renewing our old commitment to the word. Glory to God. We thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Glory to your name. Oh, saints, today, this is so simple. I'm telling you that the Holy Ghost is going to speak and we're going to be done. We need to make a new commitment, refresh our old commitment, or revise our current commitment. Somebody say to the word, because the word is power. It is a life. It is the word of salvation. It is the word of redemption. We have got to understand the authority of the word. The word brings deliverance. It is his word. Through his word, we fellowship. Through his word, we know him. My God. Through his word, we see him. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Jesus. We just thank God. Hallelujah. Over in the 12th chapter of Matthew. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Over in this 12th chapter of Matthew, let's just look at something real, real quick. In the beginning of the 12th chapter, I cannot read the whole chapter to you now. Hallelujah. I could, but that is not what God is instructing me to do. Follow with me. In the 12th chapter of Matthew, Jesus was there and the Pharisees were there. And in the 10th verse, it says, and behold, a man was there with a withered hand. And they, the Pharisees, they in the verse are the Pharisees, said to him, is it lawful or allowable to cure people on the Sabbath? And the Bible says that they said it to accuse him. So then he goes on to say to them, he did not answer them, hallelujah. He did not answer them. He did not waste his words. He did not answer them, but he said, what man is there among you if he has only one sheep and it falls into a pit, will not take hold and lift it out? So he began to challenge what they tried to do in their accusation against him in verse 11. Stay with me. And then he goes on further, and they try to accuse him again. And then it says in verse 14 that they got so upset with him concerning his unwillingness to follow the law that they went out and held a consultation. But if you study it out, they went and had a meeting and began to argue and debate amongst themselves that they were going to kill him because he would not follow the law. And then as you read down further, it says in verse 25, now these are different groups of Pharisees that are walking with Jesus and trying to accuse him and find fault with him because he's going through and doing the miraculous. Verse 25, it says, and knowing their thoughts, he said to them, any kingdom. and that is divided against itself, because they begin to say he's casting out the devil, but they are saying he was the devil. Hallelujah. And he says, well, any kingdom divided against itself, it's not going to stand. So he just simply said, well, that would be really dumb of me if I was the devil that you say I am, to be casted out the devil, because I'm working against myself. He goes on in 28, he says, but if it is by the Spirit of God that I drive out the demons, then the kingdom of God has come upon you. Stay with me. He then says in verse 34, because they continued to make these accusations. Let's look at this. In verse 11, in verse 10, they said something to him. They used their words to confront him, and he said something back to them. But down in verse 25, he said he just knew their thoughts. And then in verse 34, he unlocked the whole thing, and he said they were evil. He said that nothing but evil has been coming out of your mouth, and it's because of what's in your heart. He's out of the fullness of your heart. The words of your mouth have been flowing out. He says, because a good man brings forth good things, and an evil man brings forth evil things. And so where we're going with this, and how does this have anything to do with words? First of all, because it wasn't just the words they said in verse 10. They were using their words to accuse, and you could see a very blatant form of them using their words to try to tear him down, but he wasn't moved. And then in verse 25, it wasn't their verbal words, but it was the words, that their internal words. He said he knew their thoughts, and he still went after them the same way. He never defended himself. Lord, have mercy, my head is hot. Let me tell you something. It is not always what people say. It is what they don't say that marks the man. Sometimes it is just simply what you do that'll mark you. Do you know it is the words you speak and the words that you think? God, we've got to make some attention and bring some attention not only to God's words. Somebody say, would you pay attention to your words? Lord have mercy. You've got to pay attention to your words, because see, this is what the Spirit of the Lord wants us to acknowledge, that we will study and we will be approved, and we'll be those that will quote scriptures from Genesis to Revelation, and we will go and lay hands on people and cast devils out of people. But then within our own hearts, our own internal words are evil. Oh, Jesus, help me, I've got to stand. God said, I don't want you to be hypocritical, and you know my word, and you go and put on this front, talking about, well, this is what God says, and this is what God says about your situation, Sally, and this is what God says about your situation, Johnny. But then when he looks at the thoughts of your own words, Lord have mercy, all he sees is something that's still oppressed and depressed, something that sees. All he sees is someone that thinks they can't do no better. All he sees is someone that still has a mouth full of poverty and lack. All he sees from your words, he says, no, daughter, Serena, I want you to look at my word, and I want you to look at your words. I want you to know my word, and I want your words to match. I want you to know my word, and I want your thoughts to match, so that when I come to search in the earth, and I can find you as my church, that I can say there's a workman right there in Utah, I've got a workman over here in Pennsylvania, I've got a workman right here in Chicago, because they didn't just study my word, but they looked at their own words, and they made a match, and they kept coming to me and seeking me, and saying, God, I know your word, but my heart's words are not matching your words. My thoughts throughout the day don't match your words. When I think about my children and how they've been on drugs 3 years, my thoughts about my children don't match what you said to me about them. My thoughts about my lazy wife don't match what you said to me about it. Y'all don't want to say nothing to me. Oh, yeah, he said, no, I do want you. I want you to get into my word and know what I said, until my words and your word match. Until when you speak your words, somebody say are his words. And when you think your thoughts, somebody say are his thoughts. Lord, have mercy. Carter, we got to get back to this word. We've got to get back to the word, because he says in that same chapter, Matthew 12, he says, because, hallelujah, he says, because a tree is known and recognized and judged by its fruit. The tree is known and recognized and judged by its fruit, what you produce. He already told us from the abundance of your heart that you'll be known and recognized and judged, that you'll be known and recognized and judged by your fruit. And God is calling us to fruitiness. He's calling us to produce. He's calling us to manifest, not just as some religious hypocrite, being able to say everything in the Bible. And I know this is what the word says in red, and this is what Jesus said to the man with the withered hand, and this is what Jesus said to the woman with the issue of blood. But then when he looks at your thoughts, they don't match his word. He said, no, this pass through the word. Let's receive. I want you to be that one that when you think a thought, it's because it's matching my word. Oh my God, when you go and have a conversation at lunch, that whole conversation, at least your contribution matched my word. Or when you come home and your children haven't done for the 100th time what you asked them, everything you say matches my word. Oh my God, we thank you. There's a way to correct and reprove. There's a way to exhort and edify. There's a way to grow and to learn. There's a way to cast out the devil. Y'all don't want to hear me. God said, let me just see. I just want to find those that'll get in my word until their internal words, until their thoughts match my thoughts, until their words match my words. Those are the people that I'm looking for. Those are the people that are going to be moving this state, advancing my kingdom, moving by faith, operating in the supernatural. Oh, my God, this pass through the Bible, this year of 2020, this time when you go to church, this time when you go to work, this time when you say good morning to your boss, this time when you call your sister that you've been arguing for decades, this time, let your words match his words. Heart of a satire. Glory to God. We've got to get back to his word. Oh, my God. God, so that our words can match his words. Let me tell you something. Sometimes it's so easy to become so puffed up. Do you know that my Bible says knowledge will puff it up? We'll get into the knowledge, into the academia, into the acquisition of information of his word, with never ever taking time to move over to the place of accountability where my words are now supposed to match his words. Oh, I think my Bible says that we must die in him, that he lives through us and be seen in the earth. Hallelujah, glory to God. We thank you, Father. Lord, we thank you. We give you praise and we give you glory and we give you honor, God, for illuminating us in this season. Hallelujah. For those, God, that will begin to study, for those that will continue to study, for those that will advance their study of your word, that we will ensure that our word match your word, that we are representatives of who you are in the earth. For your word is salvation and deliverance. For your word is truth, and so is ours. For your word is healing, and so is ours. For your word has authority, and so does ours. And God, we thank you right now that we shall do greater exploits, that we shall do greater than was done, that we shall be those that shall advance the kingdom in supernatural exploits, that you alone will be glorified. God, we thank you now and forever. In your son Jesus' name, amen. Woman of God, it's back to you.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, because of the word. God is the word. God gave us the word. All he said to do is get in his word. Oh, I thank you, woman of God. I thank you for reminding us that it's all about the word. Don't divide the word, but study the word. Don't divide the word, but let the word conquer you. Don't take nothing out of the word that God didn't put in there, but everything that he put in there, take that word and apply it to everything you do. I thank God for the woman of God giving us the scriptures tonight in 2 Timothy, Matthew's 8 and 8, 8 and 16, even gave us Matthew 12 with many scriptures with it. But just read the word. Read the word. Read the matter of fact, just read the book of Matthew. You're going to hear a lot of what Jesus said. I thank you, God, for the word. I'm going to ask Apostle-elect, if the lines are open, Apostle-elect, are the lines open now? Thank you, Apostle. I thank God for the lines being open. So I would like to say, if anyone on the line right now would like to just say, ouch, thank you. God, I believe you. I trust you. I will get in your word. Speak into the woman of God's life on tonight. Encourage her for what she has given us on tonight about the word of God. The lines are open. Go ahead.
Minister Renee, Minister Sylvia, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, I can.
This is Minister Margot. I feel funny referring to myself that way, but I just wanted to thank and praise God for Dr. Wright's message tonight. It was just, it was outstanding. It was outstanding. And I just was so blessed by the fact that she said that we have to be accountable for our words and our thoughts every day. Every day, that our personal walk has to represent him. And I was also struck by the part that she said about understanding the authority of the word. And it was just really illuminating when she spoke about the fact that our words have authority. And we have to make sure that, as she said, that they represent God. Our thoughts and our words have to match those of our Savior. So thank you so much for sharing that and telling us that we have to get in line, not just on Sunday, but every day in every way to make sure we are accountable to our Savior. Thank you so much. Praise God. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Minister Margot, for those words. I know the woman of God is happy that someone has said something concerning her words on tonight about the word. Is there anyone else on the line that would like to speak into the woman of God's life on tonight? Please don't hesitate. Speak up.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. I just want to say thank you, Dr. Serena Wright, for reminding us and letting us know as your mouth moves, the words come out. You need to make sure as you're connecting with the word, the mighty word of God, our Father, and the Son, Lord Jesus, because the word is so great, it's so good, you can benefit from it, you can learn from it, you can just move in your life. The word can move the ugliness of you and up from around you. I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. But the word is more powerful than any and everyone could imagine.
Amen. Thank you, Minister Sheila, for those words of encouragement to the woman of God. Is there anyone else that would like to speak into the woman of God's life on tonight? Please don't hesitate. Just come right in and speak.
Well, Doctor,
prophetess, Serena Wright. I thank you so much. This is Cecilia. I thank you for the confirmation. On Sundays, we had been talking about being an imitator of Christ, and we had been talking about the Word and the power of the Word, and even speaking the Word and changing it to where we were speaking it as though Cecilia is declaring this, Renee is declaring this, and Sheila is declaring this, and whoever is declaring this. And I thank you for the Word shall not return unto him void. And that's why it's important that we speak the Word, because when it doesn't return to God void, that means it's not returning to us void. And as you reminded us, it's so important not to negate the very thing that you just said. And we have to be very careful that we don't say, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. And when we come back and start talking about a weapon prospering, I thank you, I thank you, I thank you. There is power in God's word, and we must speak that power with the authority that we've been given in Jesus' name. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Dr. Wright.
Amen, amen. Is there, thank you so much, Apostle Alexis Cecilia. Is there anyone else that would like to speak into the woman of God's life on tonight? Well, we want to say, we just thank God, because we know that there's power in the tongue. And when we speak the word, as the woman of God said on tonight, speak only the word. Say what only the words say. If you speak the word, you will speak life. You will speak strength. You will speak deliverance. You will speak whatever a person needs spoken to their life. But most likely and most of all, you will speak the truth. If you can take the word of God and just speak the truth in someone's life, over someone's life, and about their life, there's nothing that would not be done because it was done with, through, and by the word. Woman of God, I thank you again, again, and again. And I'm going to ask anyone again if they have anything they would like to say to the woman of God on tonight, because she has poured and to us what the word of God says. Is there anyone that would like to speak at this time? Okay. Dr. Wright, is there anything that you would like to share with us that you have going on?
No, woman of God, we do have some exciting things coming up, but it's just not time to release them. I'm so excited about being in the kingdom, and so I just thank God for that. I cannot even tell you. It's so funny. I'll say this one thing. I have heard ministers say this, what I'm about to say, and I thought, like, oh, okay, that's very good, but I promise you, I studied for about maybe a little bit less than two hours to minister for tonight, and not one word was on my paper. Like, some stuff's come straight from as email. Like, I got that straight as email. Like, he pushed send as soon as I picked up the phone.
Yeah.
And so, you know, after times like that, you know, your heart is so illuminated because the power of God rests on us for that moment to deliver that message to this people. So I'm so excited about what we get the opportunity to do in the word moving forward, because he's looking forward to us taking that word, letting it fall on good ground, and bringing forth a harvest of people that will walk in the earth as he walked. So I am just so excited about that. And really next month, Minister Sylvia is always asking me, are you going to do Facebook Live? But I'm really going to do it in March. And I believe also that around that time that we'll be a lot closer to some exciting things that we have going on. So we are looking forward to that. I'm so grateful for all that Blog Talk is doing and will do in the annals of history and in the archives. Did you want me to pray, woman of God, or were you going to do that?
No, you could go ahead. I was going to ask you to pray for us, woman of God.
Father God, in Jesus' name, we just thank you, God. We are so grateful to receive, God, from your word, from the truth that is you, from your spirit that illuminates your word and brings it to life. We decide today that we will let our hearts be good ground, that it shall go into our hearts and bring forth a harvest. Hallelujah, of a people that will give you glory. We thank you for it. We thank you, God, that as we leave this time of fellowship and understanding and increase, God, that as we go throughout our day and as we go into the marketplace, that we will be so careful, God, to share with those that we come in contact with your word. We appreciate you, Father. We are grateful to you for salvation and redemption. We give you all glory, honor, and praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much for the word on tonight. Thank you for that message, which will be in our hearts from this point forward. I thank you for allowing God to use you as usual. I thank God for what he's done in your life, what he's doing, and what he's going to do, because God ain't through blessing you yet, woman of God. So I would like to say to everyone else, thank you so much for joining in on this Monday night. I'd be excited about Monday nights and with Blog Talk, because I know that the men and women of God that God has appointed to this ministry, they're going to come to us with what God has said, not what they have said, but what God has said. And I thank God for an honest and anointed ministry. We are here every Monday night at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Each Monday we have a different speaker. We're just allowing God to be God. We're allowing God to do what he's going to do, because in this year of 2020, God is going to show up in a lot of our lives like never before. God is going to do things in our lives like never before. I just pray we're all on God's side when God is making this move, because God is not a God of mess. God don't bless no mess. God is going to open doors that no man can open. God is going to close doors that no man can shut. And I'm saying that in that way for you to understand, if God shut a door concerning you, can't nobody open that. And if God has opened a door concerning you, can't nobody else open it. So just know that God is going to make a move in this season, because America is going to come back to God wholeheartedly. They're going to come back to God because God has been good to us. And he's not going to accept nothing back but his people that are living by his word and that is taking his word, sharing it with the earth. So we're going to be sowing the word back into the earth so that God can receive his blessing. I said it before and I'll say it again. Some plant, some water, but God get the increase. I want you to know that next Monday, our very own pastor servant, Troy Thomas, will be our speaker for the second Monday of the month of December. And we will be here at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time with Iron Sharpening Iron through Smile 3 Ministries. I want you all to keep Apostle Elect Cecilia Kaiser in your prayers, Minister Sheila Kaiser, Minister Brandon, Dr. Serena Wright, Prophet Antoine Thomas, and myself, Minister Sylvia Kaiser. Please keep us as well as this ministry in your prayers, because God is going to do something in this ministry like never before. I want you all to know that we're here with Blog Talk every Sunday morning also from 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time, 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time with Apostle Elect Cecilia Kaiser along with Minister Sheila Kaiser and Minister Brandon Kaiser. That is part of Smile 3E, Iron Sharpening Iron Ministries, with the program that's called Let's Talk. On Friday, I, Minister Sylvia Kaiser, along with Minister Sheila Kaiser, we do Friday night Facebook Live, and Blog Talk on the service line from 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 10 p.m. Central, sorry, I had that backwards, forgive me, 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We are doing that on Fridays. So please take these messages, share them with your family and friends. Tell them to tune in for a blessing. They won't be short of being blessed as you were on tonight. We want to say that God is doing a new thing. And again, our foundational scripture, which we started the program off with, and we're ending with Matthew 6:33. For seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Don't forget, speak only the word, and that is the word of God, okay? So we want to say good night and be blessed. Amen.